ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting. Stories we hope to live to.
Welcome to the final part of my adventure in Helltown. Thanks again to Cody and Amber for taking me out there. In this video, you'll also see ghostly travels with Zach, paranormal obsession, and the Candyman. So go check all of them out on TikTok. I'm not sure if they're all on Instagram and YouTube as well, but you can find them all on TikTok for sure. Go check them out. They put out some cool stuff. They travel to a lot of cool places. Definitely worth checking them out if you're into their stuff, and you'll get a nice preview of kind of what they do. So if they're not your style, definitely don't have to worry about checking them out. But let's go ahead and let's dive right into this episode. As I said, we eventually met up with a group of three teenagers, as well as a few paranormal teams and people. I'm not sure exactly what video footage I'll be able to put in here yet, because I don't want to rip off everyone. So I wanted to throw in a few pictures here so you can see paranormal obsession we met, as well as the Candyman here. There was Zach in the basement here, but you can also just kind of see the equipment they had set up. These motion trigger lights, we had REM pods and other trigger items set up around the barn. We had some motion activated cat balls. We had two musical box devices going off at one time, which was really cool, and I hope I can put that in here. We had my music box app on the cell phone that you've seen multiple times, that you just saw in the last video even, on one half of the barn, and then they had their REM pod, which also played music when it was touched on a certain setting. So we had spirits going back and forth between them. That was really cool. And then they also had a really cool trigger object named Randy. He is a teddy bear that has REM pods and motion-activated balls built into him, so when spirits go near him and touch him, he lights up like a Christmas tree. So it was really cool being able to work with a few different teams in here and some other people, meet some other people, as well as just check out the barn one more time, because it was so cool the first time around. Oh, look, it's me again. Hi, past me. It was so cool to check out again the first time, too. I just loved it. And then here we did pick up an orb in this photo. You can see it here, but let me zoom in. There we go. So right here, you can see this orb. I did have the camera flash on here, but I was the only one that had any sort of flashlight, and my flashlight was off while I took these pictures. And I was the only one using a camera with flash. So it's really cool that even while everyone was in here, we still caught an orb.
They're small, I trust them.
I definitely want to do them too.
That's an gnarly looking spider.
That's a nice looking one.
What the? It's a barn.
Damn, it's weird.
Stairs. That's my main thing.
Oh my god, yeah, it is. Oh, what the fuck is that though? What is this shit?
What is what shit?
The thing hanging right there. I would say it's probably a little too light to hang
heavy things on, but probably something to hang stuff on.
Oh, no, okay, cool.
I was gonna say we in.
They just said music.
In my back pocket.
You know what the music box does?
Oh my god, if Cody could do it, then we could do it.
I'm terrified.
Oh my god.
Welcome.
Well, that was shaky.
Oh yeah, no, it is shaky.
Does it feel sturdy?
It's not very stable.
I heard not very stable.
Yeah. All right, we're going into the murder basement. If they were the same ones we met, we just met them on the road. And they said they were coming back up eventually.
Okay, fair enough.
If they're the same people that we saw.
I'm in my 60s. No. Okay.
Thank you.
That's an odd saying. All right, so through the box just came through saying I'm in my 60s. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Down the murder stairs with the party.
So freaking
coming down, Robert?
Well, you could see your breath, too, if you hold it in front of a flashlight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's alright. The stairs actually aren't too bad.
Down here, it's not bad.
It's just that once you get towards the bottom, the one corner's off, so they kind of lean.
Come on. Offenses.
You can do it.
It hurts.
Calm down.
I'll put the music box back on eventually, but there's just nowhere for me to set it down here.
Starts tripping.
Don't want you breaking your damn ankle while we go to make that pipe back.
Can you go see the other barn while we're down here?
What?
You say another barn?
All right, well, let me get back on live here in case we get murdered, at least as witnesses. Ah.
Rowena.
Rowena. So I'm in my 60s, Leonard Godfrey Rowena. We got 18.
Yeah, the world's ending. This is the world ending.
Oh, there was a big breath gulf. Oh, they're going to leave us behind.
Oh, no.
Big leg people. Hold up for us short leggers.
Oh. Yeah.
Bastard. Alright, so we went into the murder basement of the barn, and now we are intelligently walking over to what they keep calling the slaughterhouse. On this nice little trail. And Amber and I got left at the back. There's like a... There, careful.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's like a...
Log.
Alright, so is this the slaughterhouse, or what is this?
No, the slaughterhouse is a lot bigger than this.
I'd say that was...
I was going to say, that one is the one I would think it would be.
Yeah, because that one's
we do have lots of light. It's the only way for us to see out here.
I don't know about you, I've never really seen an animal barn with a basement in it.
I have, but not like that one.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
I'm not walking through all that.
I've seen Jurassic Park.
I'm angry.
You're angry? Why are you angry?
We left.
The one message had come through asking for the music again.
I don't
have anywhere to put it. What the hell?
Oh, is that like a little...
There's a pond.
Thing
in
the
bottle.
Yeah, that's
a
beer
box.
Dang.
Stove.
Port.
Port. Starboard? Port? I might just step on some brick.
I'm gonna get like a tick or something.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
Looks like
the over there that has the bench. And they were all chilling there.
Oh, there.
It was pitch black and I heard the twig snap.
So they went to go look, and they went in there, and it was pitch black in the forest, and supposedly they heard a gun cock back, and they left.
I was going to say, when we came up here and made it to the barn,
we're gonna try
on that again. Long walk up here, we ran into another team that's right now down in town by the cemetery.
Yeah.
They said they were coming back up, but they had a picture of a creature hunched down in the woods, and you could see its face.
So yeah, we are still out in like 70 degree weather, extreme humidity. See our breath very easily.
Insania.
Insania sounds like insane, and that's not a good word. So yeah, there's my breath. So yeah, there's my breath. So yeah, there's my breath.
Yeah, I thought this was the only thing that was still standing. Okay. I didn't know they still had that huge barn.
Yeah. From what I've heard, that barn, this barn, the two houses up at the top of the hill are all supposed to be gone.
Oh, everything. There's houses up
the hill. Yeah, there's supposed to be like two houses
on the,
up on the hill.
On the actual road?
Yeah, like once you get to the top of the hill, it should be on your left side.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Huh. And which I only know that because my buddy. We jumped in his Jeep, went around the barrier, drove up the road, saw the two houses, and then for some reason, my one buddy started losing his shit, so we turned around and left.
My name's Andrew.
Really? We've been here. This is like our third time coming back this week. But
yeah.
First time we went. We didn't have any lights. We had phones. I'm still using mine, but we have an actual flashlight.
Yeah.
What's it called?
This one's called Spirit Talker. And then there's another one called Ghost Tube.
Oh, I didn't even know this flashlight does that.
And I have one called
does what?
Necrophonics.
Oh, so you can go see or point.
I was going to say.
Okay, what's it called again?
I didn't.
This one is Spirit.
They are still working.
Yeah, that's going to be
like no part of the
disease.
Well, these.
Disease. Oh, look at any of those are sick.
That tree.
This is a hardcore chicken coop.
Yeah, what?
this is a huge chicken coop.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of farms, if they're big, would have chicken coops like that.
Like this?
But this here would probably be like where they would park a tractor or something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
that makes sense.
That's my only guess because of
definitely wide
the
enough to
wirings up there.
Yeah, that does make sense.
All right, so let's set off the proximity alarm on it.
Hey, that was the sound we were hearing.
Oh yeah,
that was probably us.
Yeah. We heard it probably. I was like, one of us stopped.
Yeah,
we
were kind of close, and we heard that. Okay, well now we know.
And then I heard myself know.
Cool.
I saw your guys' light, and I kept saying, I'm hearing voices, and I'm like walking around the barn, like looking. And then as soon as I saw the light,
I'm not going crazy.
I was like, hello?
Yeah, that's what I did. I didn't want to like startle you guys.
I always ask if somebody wants to be on the live before.
What date is it?
I don't care. I really don't care.
Okay.
The 8th.
It's just, I always end it so then I'm not like having everybody go, what?
Are you live streaming TikTok? We all are.
We all are.
Who are you guys?
I'm Andrew from Who's Our Reiki and Readings.
Who Toys R Us?
Cody from Paranormally Cryptid Podcast.
I know who you are.
Really?
Zach. You probably know who I am.
Probably.
Ghostly Travels with Zach.
Oh, Zach.
What's up?
About time I met you.
What a place to meet him at.
I know, my favorite place.
I've never been here. It's the first time.
This is my 8th time.
Okay.
First time
anything? What can I expect? I need a demon.
Haven't found one yet.
Damn!
The barn that's down this trail, there's a giant step over there.
Okay.
Watch it. But his device has been going off the whole time.
Okay.
There's also bats in the barn.
That's okay. I'll turn into Batman.
Okay.
Yikes. They are paranormal who?
I don't know.
He's Paranormal Cryptid Podcast, which I know who that is. He's got a lot of stuff in his. I don't know.
Is there people still on there?
You're with one of them.
No.
Yeah, but I pointed off up the hill, out into the woods.
Send him on over, Ray.
Stop recording.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, Spirit. Right? We're not stopping.
Oh, boy. Hey, yeah.
Well,
come on, my dog.
We can go interact with them and watch everything go on.
Hey, Matt. Ray. Bed to four. Let me help it. Going back.
I'm hot.
Coming to get me.
Don't do that.
Holy crap. Oh, everybody just came. I was like, what?
And now begins our investigation with the other teams here. I'll try to keep the audio down because there's a lot of people talking, but right now is what we do is we have their musical REM pod set up, and I set up my REM pod in my musical box, and I still have our normal devices running. So as everything's going on here, you'll kind of see some things and pick up on some things, like their devices going off and mine going off.
Someone's here.
Why are you here?
Flash.
We're just here to investigate.
I got
check you out.
You earlier when I was just scared talking about mine.
It's going off like crazy. And I just put fresh batteries in there. It's not the batteries, and it's not the sensitivity of it because it's on the lowest sensitivity setting. I put it. Can you touch on the comic too? Okay.
Can you hear?
So our comic two is different.
Huh?
I said our comic two are different then.
That's true. You love the music, huh? Is that your? Okay. Oh,
yeah.
You got the spirit music box on your thing, don't you?
Yeah.
The red and black app?
Yeah.
Yep. I got that too, right? It's pretty good, actually. Do you want us to stay here and talk to you? Can you play that music for me again? You want us to be here with you? You know, we were at the Belair house. It was like about maybe a month ago. Every time I walk past the device, it would go off.
I don't have sense.
Oh.
Do you want to play tag with anyone?
I have my phone. Hold on.
I don't need to scare you.
Hey, Amanda.
And then he said, I don't want to scare you.
Earlier, we get a lot of messages like smoke, fire, burn.
Stroke.
Stroke?
Well, that would make sense anyway.
I don't want to get it.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk to it?
Yeah, we'd like to have it or something like that. Hey, just say I want to do more.
Can you run back and forth between the two devices? You set that one off over there now? Yeah. Yeah, do you like the lights and the music? It's really cool that you're setting off both at the same time. Bless you.
Bless you.
Can you see me?
Maybe put the bear over there somewhere.
That's very weak.
It's better.
Well,
she's saying that Brandy should provide a music thing.
Can you see
that? Or does it want to come up near me?
Why don't you come in here and show me the thing? I know.
Oh.
Unless they drain the battery, bro.
I mean, that sounds bad.
Whoa.
I'm
not trying to check.
Oh, I keep on watching.
Okay, come to me.
It's my happy place.
None of us have went in there yet.
Yeah, we haven't gone as a part of the stall.
I just heard a little faint knocking here. I did, but it could have been something else here. That's crazy. That's cool. That music's going off in mine.
Yeah, and like they go off near each other. Either it's one than the other, or at the same time.
Yes.
They're like in both boxes.
Hear my footsteps.
Well, we did hear knocking in that other room.
Thank you. That's awesome. You touched the cat balls. Thank you so much. You're amazing.
Over there.
That's a special REM pod over there.
Here's my thing.
So when the ghosts are touching it,
I just don't know if it's him getting shut off. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back to the touch. I'm going to turn to the EMA because EMA is a lot harder to see it. So turn to the opposite.
So there's a spirit.
So the EMF, guys, it doesn't go off when I touch it. It only goes off by electronic field. So, do you love all the toys that we have for you in the barn tonight? There are a lot of cool toys here for you.
Plenty for you to do.
Yes. You can have fun. You're allowed to touch these. Yeah, the technology is over by your phone making music. Yeah. I have regrets. They can say it again here in a minute if they want to.
Get out.
Get out.
That's the second time that they've said that to us.
No, we're not going to get out. We're not doing that. We're going to communicate. And yeah, there's no need to be rude.
Why do you want us to get out?
Do you want all of us to get out? Can you touch this over here, the purple light for me, if you want all of us to get out the barn? If you want us to go, just touch that and we'll go.
I visit?
Well, we visit too. We're trying to communicate with you, but if you're angry and if you're upset, touch the purple light for us, please, so we can go. If you want us to go, we'll leave. I'm going to go ahead and turn on the spirit box, guys. Or ghost tube. I don't know if you guys use it or not, but
I think they can do it right on.
Perfect.
Hopefully you guys can.
I'm sad. I was going to say,
yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
But I... So what kind of spirit box do you guys be sad? Oh, the spirit box from Ghost Town.
Yeah. Why are you sad?
We're not afraid.
We've got lots of...
No.
So Chris is going to turn on his spirit box from Ghost Town.
Here we go.
Let's see. Let's hope you get some.
She died.
Yeah, no, I can turn it up.
In case you didn't hear over here, Cody has put on his spirit box here. So we're sweeping to see what we get.
Hey, Lip. The self-team is to communicate with us.
Can you tell us your name, please?
Paul? No, I don't have Paul with me. Wait. Paul, are you here? Okay, just going to bring Paul on here. I left Paul at home. But I wonder if Paul came with me. Paul, are you here?
Body.
body.
Can you please get one more in?
Thank you for playing with this box so much, but I'm gonna turn it off for now.
Charles from Paranormal Obsession is about to do an Estes experiment. And is what that is it is sensory deprivation. You typically put on like a blindfold, you put in earphones that connect to a spirit box or a ghost box, and then you also make sure like you have noise canceling on. So like here he puts in earbuds, but then he puts over noise canceling earmuffs over top of them. And the idea is that the person in the sensory deprivation plugged into the spirit box is getting the words and phrases and anything ghosts are saying through the box. And then the people around him are asking questions. So the way the experiment will work here, you'll see coming up, is some of us ask questions like how many spirits are here, what's your name, things like that. And then Charles just waits till he gets a response through the spirit box, and he just says the response. So he doesn't know what's being asked around him. We don't know what's coming through the box until he says it. So it's an interesting experiment to try to see what spirits are hearing and what they're saying.
Around the world. Whoopi.
What was that?
It was a female voice that said, will be.
Candyman says he's walking up.
Can you tell us your name?
No, somebody screenshot that. He said, sorry.
Connor.
Somebody screenshot that. Why?
That reached out.
Somebody screenshot that.
How many people are here with us?
That was weird.
What was weird?
Dominic.
2 months. That was a female.
The man that I'm seeing, what is your name?
Was that? He was going to finish or something. He said, was that? I think you're malevolent. And disrupt.
Yeah, no. Well,
I'm the king. That was a deep voice.
Is there a demon here?
People know. That was a female.
What do people know?
It just said die.
Who's gonna die?
Yeah, we know that. How did you pass?
Husband and wife. That was a female saying, husband and wife.
The husband and wife died?
Words hurt.
To all, the king? That was the same male voice that said it again. To all, the king. Walked in, female. You're not allowed.
What are we not?
The male.
Yes.
30 of us. It just said the B word. Just said the B word, man. That's crazy.
Well, listen,
wow. Feisty spirits here, man. It just said the WHORE. Deep voice. This is insane. Kick her. Oh no, it said kick her. Oh no. Oh man. That was a dude. Oh, it growled at me, bro. It growled at me, dude. Oh, it growled at me. It said, oh, shit.
And they find that, like, fast one. Burning that, like, 4 to 5.
Sasquatch type thing?
Yeah. They're like 7-8 foot tall, black, all black, look like a overgrown ape with longer arms.
Sweet.
That way.
So like,
like if you walked up past where the house was, keep going down the path to where the house was.
Yeah.
It's past that, like another quarter mile.
Okay.
That's where everybody sees it.
See,
it's not a bear.
Oh, I know it's not a bear. I'm actually a cryptid hunter or investigator.
Right.
And for some reason, I've tied in
it's
with.
It's been on TV shows.
Oh yeah.
And then they've actually seen like the footprints over there, and actually got that's where they get a lot of their like prints. Because they've actually almost like completely witnessed it, like the screeching and howling that you hear in the middle of the night. Here is that over there.
Whatever I know that main road, like down going like back towards the house. I've caught
Over by the bridge that you walk over right after the rope that you come from this way.
Mm-hmm.
It has the, you'll see like a 7 foot tall person.
So Rico, it just said I'm the
guy. Yeah, it looks like a black trench coat with a top hat.
Yeah.
That's the dad that killed his kids over there.
Okay. Like right where that old road closed one.
Right.
Me and my wrestling buddies a couple years back came and we had three guys tall, like I'd say 6-7 foot tall. Solid cop.
Then it was taller than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there was three of them. They had their hands like this, covered. They just looked like they were basically dressed as, like, druids.
And it's going to sound screwed up, but, like, when he walks by, if he goes by you while you're on that path, you just all of a sudden feel like you're drained.
We had three guys appear. Same height. Yes. Only one of them spoke, said, they are waiting on you. Walk straight through our whole group, and there was like 15 of us. Just
wow.
Basically made it seem like we separated.
Three guys I saw when I came in.
What?
There were three guys in a car when I came in.
Probably.
Like two guys and a chick.
Oh, they were up here earlier. They were.
They were all about the same height.
Oh, like they were probably a little bit taller than you. Like I'd give them about another foot over your head.
Yeah, that's probably the things down there. Don't play nights down there by the barn. That red barn that's down there by the white building?
Probably.
That's not a good barn.
Is that the slaughter barn? Or is that in a different location around here?
The 7 barn story that you hear, that's Bath Road. That's not over here.
Okay.
That's like the other side of. When you get to Peninsula, you gotta go on like another 2 miles down the street.
Okay, I think I know where you're talking.
Peninsula is where the upground, upside down crosses are on the churches.
Yeah.
And there's not one church, it's 2 churches with upside down crosses on them. Like the one you walk inside, it's upside down.
Okay.
The other one is all around the outside of the building. If you go across the bridge, which is Crybaby Bridge, cross that bridge, and go down the next road on the left, that takes you to the other cemetery where the witches, where the witch that was burned is back there buried.
Okay.
You know, it's like a old Christian cemetery.
Yeah.
And they put a certain symbol on the grave. So if you Google it, you'll see it. The symbol with the headstone.
Okay.
It is there.
Definitely sounds like we might have to come back during the day, babe.
That one you can get to all night long. This one over here, right, like,
the one that's like
here.
Right beside the trail.
Yeah, this one over here, you can't go there after it gets dark.
Okay.
Just too many people went in there. And there was like a group of high school students that went in there about 5-6 years ago. And they were like kicking the grave, so why they did that, I don't know. Stupid. They like ruined it for everybody.
Come here.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of the graves that are in there are all from the same time period when the forest was created.
Okay.
When it was called Helltown. It was nicknamed Helltown Cemetery.
So after our time ended in the barn, Candyman told us where we'd be able to find where most of the Bigfoot and cryptid sightings happen in the area. So he led us back up the path, and he was taking us back to the main road. Once there, he'd point out the area where everyone has seen Bigfoot-like creatures, as well as other cryptids. We were very, very excited to see this area and very, very hopeful that we would have some sort of experience, possibly catch something on camera, because we both want to see Bigfoot.
Yeah, like if you go up here, you got to go like a mile. It goes to like a clearing on top of a hill on the left side, and then that's where a bunch of buildings used to stand. I don't know if they took the buildings down or not. I haven't been up there in like 5 years.
I was going to say last time I made it up to the top of the hill was...
And there's like a driveway to the left too.
Yeah.
That used to be the area back in there. And that's the area where they keep sighting the Sasquatch.
Are you guys wanting to go up there? Because Amber wants to take a vote.
Doesn't matter to me. I'm just here for the ride.
Well, you're the deciding vote.
Oh.
Because she wants to go that way. I want to go that way.
You too.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too, sir.
Nice meeting everybody.
Nice meeting you.
Have a fun day.
In fairness to everyone, I decided to flip a coin for my vote, and the coin said we were going Bigfoot hunting. I was very excited to go down this spooky dark road with Cody and Amber to find a Bigfoot, and what we experienced probably changed my thoughts on cryptids and Bigfoot forever.
I guess at the top, you can do your Bigfoot call.
Boy. His camera scared me.
So we walked up this road for quite a while here, but when I got back here to edit my footage, the rest of the footage on my camera is just gone. It was recording, everything was on, but for some reason, it's not really here except for one clip as we're basically running away. So I'm going to show the footage from my cell phone, even though there's going to be a gap in the time between it. And then I'll explain everything afterwards a little bit better here for what we experienced. So sit tight, and hopefully you enjoy the ride.
Hey, Cody, shine your light back to the left. What's that blinking? Yeah, there was something blinking right there.
Thank you.
Something feels weird.
Yeah. My energy's going off.
I agree 100%. It feels like almost like the energy like says like we're surrounded.
Yeah.
I noticed on the footage here that this mist or apparition appears and just glides across the camera as we're feeling like we're surrounded. It's really interesting, so I'll play it again here. And it just happens real quick, but it's definitely something going right around us. Or in front of us.
No. But it's like once we got down there, it felt like multiple things were watching us.
Whoop! Whoop! Yeah, whatever it is, it's being quiet now.
I felt like I was hearing the pitter-patters here, over there.
Well, that was the thing. That's low ground, that's high ground.
And to be honest, walking around here at night, I can't be exactly sure where I was hearing from, but I just know like I was hearing something.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I've been hearing whenever we make it this far at night. I always have that same feeling, and that's about the same point that we turn around.
That was weird. It felt like something was walking with us.
As soon as we left the barn,
I'm sorry, babe. I have to push myself every time I come.
According to you, one of them.
I thought the coin would for sure be on your side. Did you hear it again?
No, that time I thought I saw a life from him. Keep going. We're definitely being followed now.
It's back there. Hopefully my night vision catches up.
I thought I heard something back there. I can hear something behind
me. Okay. This whole night, this is the first time that I've actually had to put my hand on it.
Something fucking weird there, I'm telling you. And up there, I heard it. Cracking. I hope they're just watching. Don't get any ideas. The feeling has started to lift, and I haven't heard anything since we got around that bend, like you said.
This is normally where it ends.
The world ends.
So, yeah.
The energy level definitely is calmer.
It's like, I don't know if I want to say necessarily it was aggressive, but there we were obviously being stalked.
There was more than one.
Yeah.
As soon as he split, he started going up. But as soon as he left the barn, because his hands down, that's what I feel like. What we heard earlier, the way it ran, the way it was saying it was a little thing, I had a feeling more or less it was something physical being in there, you know, a spirit. Mm-hmm.
I agree, because we all heard the grass crunching out there, too.
Yeah.
I've seen spirits do a lot of things, but they don't usually crunch grass for fun of it.
Yeah. I mean, they could get maybe a couple in there, but even that. Dead school.
Yeah.
It wasn't there when we all decided to walk down to the other, but it magically appeared when we got there.
Right after you said something whooshed by you. There's too many things to just be a point.
And trust me, it's definitely adding up to a great episode I'm about to air tomorrow. There's something over in there. Like, I heard it was here in the chat, and it wasn't us.
Deaf in my left ear, so.
That's all mine.
Amber, you're the one in charge of. You're in charge of listening.
I haven't been listening or looking.
I'm going to go a light bag and a conduit bag.
It was like sticks cracking.
I never heard that one. I'm trying to pay attention to the wood to see. Oh, it's marked up on the side.
Ambrose, oh boy. Now we're in trouble.
If she heard it. No, I just heard
prints. Well, those are some big dog prints. Those are dogs, right there.
Yeah. There's a deer. I got a feeling somebody's back here walking the dog.
Yeah.
The dog. Cryptid dog print is about the size of our hand.
Cause like I feel like I hear like almost like a thumping back there. If that makes sense.
Okay. Give or take, whatever.
So now we're heading
right there.
Right there.
Right there.
There is definitely been like an apex predator here, an apex creature.
Oh yeah.
But it is not a normal apex predator.
We're by the trees. We're so close.
Yeah, we're about halfway back now. That's the color.
Well, we still got a long road.
Oh, I know we still got a long road.
But good news, we're about halfway there.
Maybe.
Oh, here's the bridge with the water.
And then Cody wanted to go hug him.
I always want to hug a big pig.
Ooh, what was that?
I'll tell you.
I hear something.
Oh, really?
Careful, I think I'm hearing something on the right. It sounded like kicking rocks.
He was with the other group. He has his own TikTok.
All the energy was just around us, and it felt like we were...
They get real cold?
It got cold, and it felt like we had eyes, and we were surrounded.
Yeah, there was
like
noises
certain
from
points,
all directions.
Like on the way back, I started flashing the light back, and you'd see just eyes blinking, staring at us,
guys,
where it was like...
That's...
It got wild
once
down there.
Once we got around the corner where you're like that cutoff point is, everything just seemed like it calmed down.
Did you
down.
Get where you were going up and then there was another cutoff to the left?
We never even made it that far.
Because there's one at the bottom of the hill up there.
Oh yeah.
We didn't make it down the hill.
Yeah, we didn't even make it all the way up the hill.
Oh, okay.
We got to where it looked like it was about to bend again. And at that point, as soon as we made it to the bend, I just started shining my light up in the yacht, or...
You know how we walk down the gravel driveway here?
Yeah.
It's like a gravel driveway up there. That's the road from for the side road that went back where all those other things were.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't even get up there. We made it.
Yeah, whatever it was, it popped out early and was checking us out.
Right.
Yeah.
And then followed us all the way down.
I told them to let's start backing off. I did a couple whoops and energy just completely changed, and I'm like, yep, we're done.
Right.
That's definitely something I want to try out during the day.
Because it was watching us better than we could see it.
Trust me, I don't work till...
So like I said in the video, my camcorder footage was gone that I did have. I at least had footage going up to the point where we stopped, turn around, and then you saw the little bit I had as we were running away. Well, not running away. Quickly walking away. I don't know what happened to the footage on the way up there. I really don't. On the way back, the reason that I wasn't using the camcorder and I was using the cell phone is I was so worried with just getting back down out of the area and getting back with Cody and Amber to where, you know, the car's parked. I didn't even think about checking if the camcorder was still recording at all. So that's why it's all on the cell phone at that point. But some interesting facts that, like, you kind of heard us talking about when we were walking up the hill, especially when we got near the top. It felt like eyes were watching us from every direction. And then on the side near me was a ravine. But I could hear, it was maybe like me 2 feet kind of like the end of the road. And then from there, like maybe like 3 feet to the ravine. And I could hear like bushes rustling, sticks breaking, rocks being kicked. The other side was kind of like a little vertical wall, maybe like 2 or 3 feet off the ground. And then trees. And that was over on Cody's side. And we heard the same things coming from over there. And then when we eventually stopped, it was just when the energy got too much. And it felt like there were too many eyes on us. And, you know, that's when we deemed like, hey, this doesn't feel safe anymore. I have a couple theories, you know, I'll go over those here in a minute. One thing that we also thought back on, we didn't have footage of it on the camera. But at one point when we were all in the barn with everybody, we all heard rustling in the grass outside. And it didn't feel, well, it wasn't windy. And, you know, I said, oh man, that must have been an animal. And, you know, Paranormal Obsession, I can't remember, I think Zach was up there for that point too. You know, they said, no, that was definitely the kids. The kids just ran out into the grass. And personally, like, spirits aren't going to make noises like that, especially, like, naturally, like, they're not going to make noises walking through grass. It's just not going to happen. So they would have to purposefully do it, like, use their energy to make that happen so, like, the grass would crunch and bend. And when we looked out, you know, there were different paths through the grass. But, like, there was not, like, no, like, deer or anything in the area. There were no animal sounds. Like, it wasn't a bear, like, warning us. Because we were making a lot of noise in there, as you could tell. And there were lights going off and stuff. So, I mean, a deer would have been afraid of the barn and ran away. It wouldn't have gotten closer. Because the way it sounded is, it sounded like it came in. And then you could hear it walk all the way around the barn. So it was definitely checking us out, is what was happening there. And then on the way up, like I said, when we started feeling the presences, the eyes, and heard the sounds, on our way back down, you know, the sounds were still happening, and we could actually hear, like, what sounded like things following us on different sides. We saw eyes shine a couple of times, but, like, we didn't see any people, so we know it wasn't any person. And, like, the way they were following us, I don't think a person would be able to do that. Especially, like I said, with the ravine and the kind of, like, small, like, cliffs and stuff. Like, a person wouldn't have been able to do that. I don't think it was, like, a big cat, like a mountain lion. Especially because none of us were, like, attacked or, like, physically threatened. You know, with a mountain lion, if it's stalking you, second it gets its chance, it's taking you out. That, nothing even remotely close to that happened. Definitely wasn't a bear. You know, bears vocalize like a threat, like, hey, get out of my area. And brown bears, they do like false charges if you're in their territory too. So, I mean, nothing that like that happened at all. I can't explain what happened, but something's out there. Multiple things are out there. And here's, you know, what it could be. Definitely could be a Bigfoot unit, Sasquatch unit, or another cryptid out there. What was happening to us was not anything from an animal that I've heard about or encountered personally. Nothing I've experienced from another animal. Definitely weren't people messing with us at all. So it could have for sure been a Bigfoot. If it was a creature, then it's something I've never heard of or experienced, ever. The other thing it could be, is it could be like when we were at Delaware Road, and there was the guardian spirit that the energy quickly shifted and basically kicked us out and chased us out. Could have been the exact same thing, you know, this is land that did have Native Americans, and they abandoned it. I believe if you listen to Cody's episode on Helltown that we did of our trip there, definitely go listen to it for sure. But if you listen to it, which you should, he talks about how I think the Native Americans abandoned the area because the soil just, they couldn't grow crops very well and consistently. And then, so, I mean, it's already got that Native American energy, which is the same as Delaware Road. If they were doing rituals and stuff to try to get the soil right, if they were doing offerings to their deities and their gods and their goddesses, like, now that's also become, like, holy land. And, you know, the energy there would be forever attached to whatever deities they were offering to. So whatever is there could still be from them. And seeing us as trespassers, it wanted us gone before we got to a certain point. So it definitely could have been like a guardian, like a Delaware Road spirit guardian. Could have been some sort of like shapeshifter. You know, people I've talked about and told it to, think Wendigo. I don't know about that, but I think if it was a creature, it was definitely something like a Sasquatch or something we just don't know about, or it was a guardian like Delaware Road protecting the land. But I am thankful nothing bad happened to us, nothing attacked us, nothing like that. Cody and I have been talking about going back with some extra people as well, exploring a little more, breaking up and going into different areas, so I am excited at the possibilities of that. Hopefully I can convince Alex and Megan and maybe even Tyler to go back with me as well. And at least we could stay as a little team and do our things. But fantastic time out there. Huge thank you to Cody and Amber for taking me out there. Big thank you for everyone that we met up with and joined up with. I'll leave their names again down below in the description. But that does it for my first expedition to Helltown. Already planning my second one. Coming up here, we're going to have a run of cryptid episodes. So, make sure you like and subscribe. Make sure you check out the link tree in the description so you can find the Etsy store. Make sure you go to ParanormalityMagazine.com and you vote for us in their top 10 monthly paranormal podcast poll. Go ahead, subscribe. Use our link and code below, and you'll get a little discount on your first order through them. Make sure you check out Paranormally Cryptid. We're going to have Cody back on for sure, especially since he is a cryptid expert. So I am excited for what we've got coming up. Stay tuned, share us around, and as always, stay in the light.